Germany's Supreme Court has postponed a hearing on whether to ban the far-right National Democratic Party, or NPD. For the past 2 years, the federal government has tried to persuade the courts to outlaw the NPD. The government's case centered on racist and anti-Semitic statements of a high-ranking NPD member. Turns out that he was an informant for the German Secret Service. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Wolfgang Frenz is one of the most visible faces of the NPD in Western Germany. He's consistently violated Germany's harsh anti-hate laws by publishing racist literature. And until 1995, he was in the pay of Germany's Federal Office for Constitutional Protection. They needed an insider to feed them information and paid cash for it. Last night, German Interior Minister Otto Schily emerged from a four-hour meeting with leading government officials and tried his best to explain what happened.
Diese Informationstätigkeit oder diese Informationsverbindung ist im Jahre 1995 abgebrochen worden.
The connection between the Secret Service and this person was broken off in 1995. At that time, he became more and more involved with the publication of anti-Semitic and xenophobic leaflets, which are illegal.
And the language used in those leaflets played a central role in the court case the government built to try to get the party banned. Under German law, the Constitutional Court has the sole authority to ban a political party. It's happened only twice before, once in 1952, when the then West German court outlawed the Socialist Reich Party, a group of former Nazi party members, the second time in 1956, when the court banned the Communist Party. Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's government has compared the NPD to Hitler's National Socialists, reason enough to ban the group. The NPD is believed to have fewer than 6,000 members nationwide, but they're vocal, visible, and sometimes violent. Hayo Funke, an expert on right-wing groups, says until this week's revelation, the government seemed to have a good case.
This scandal undermines the arguments of the government, because they use an argument that was done by a person who was on the payroll of the state.
And the repercussions are already reverberating in the halls of the German parliament. Volker Beck is a leading member of the German Green Party.
This has caused immense political damage to the government. The NPD will use this whole fiasco to their advantage. It's a political catastrophe.
The courts haven't decided whether they will continue to hear the case. For now, it's postponed. And it's led some to call for the resignation of Interior Minister Otto Schily. Erwin Marszewski is a member of the opposition Christian Democrats.
Either the Interior Minister knew what was going on, or he didn't. If he knew about it, he should have made it public. If he didn't know, then he's not doing his job. Either way, it doesn't make the Interior Minister look so good. And if he did withhold this information, he should step down.
Interior Minister Schily denies he knew anything about the informant. He says he only learned about him this week. Germany's Office for Constitutional Protection is highly decentralized, and Wolfgang Frenz, the informant, was a local hire in the western German state of North Rhine-Westphalia. In the meantime, legal experts, including Hayo Funke, say the government will be forced to revise its entire case if it has any hope of winning over the now suspicious Constitutional Court. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.